Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kansas could become the first state to pass a bill that bans what's called dismemberment with regards to abortion. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this bill moving its way through Kansas legislature, and also it will be signed by Governor Sam Brownback, who is a strong pro-life proponent. I recently heard Governor Brownback speak at an event that I attended in California, and he gave a very powerful message, very strong on the issue of the sanctity of human life. So, Matt, this is a great new step moving forward to one by one overturn this barbaric process of abortion.
Yeah, and you can't discuss this issue, Matt, without being kind of blunt and brutally graphic. What they're talking about here is banning dismemberment abortion. That's where an abortionist goes in violation of the Hippocratic Oath, and goes in while he is murdering a preborn child, actually tortures the preborn child alive by cutting him to pieces while he is alive, dismembering the child, cutting off his arms, his legs, decapitating the child in order to kill it, to kill him or her, to complete this abortion. It's appalling that we have to even describe that, to describe what this law would prevent. But here we have, Matt, Planned Parenthood and other radical pro-aborts being in the untenable position of having to defend a practice that is so brutal that you would expect ISIS terrorists to endorse it and support it. But now we have Planned Parenthood and radical leftist groups endorsing it and trying to defend the indefensible.
Well, Senate Majority Leader Terry Bruce, a Nickerson Republican, voted for the bill. And he said, it's unimaginable how such a procedure could be utilized by a medical practitioner. It really is unimaginable. We've seen or heard or read about the brutal, barbaric, inhumane treatment of people and killing of people by ISIS and other Islamists. We've heard about the situation where the person was set on fire, where the Coptic Christians or others are beheaded, which is a horrible, unbelievably gruesome kind of procedure. And yet in this abortion, imagine if you actually saw the physical demonstration of this, where a human being would have a large, in relation to the size, you'd have something grab onto the arm while they're still alive and just grab it, twist it, and pull it off, just like you're pulling off a piece of chicken from a roasted chicken, and pull it off, and then grab the other arm and do the same thing. And then the leg by leg, just grab it, twist it, pull it off. It's gruesome. It's horrible to even describe this, to imagine it, to grab parts of the torso, and while the body is just profusely bleeding, the baby's going through incredible pain as it's literally being ripped, not even cut by the clean, sharp knife, but literally grabbed onto, pulled, turned, and pulled some more so that it is ripped away from your body. I mean, you can't even begin to imagine that kind of pain. And at that stage of their life, their pain sensors are even greater than your pain sensors and my pain sensors. So the pain that you would cringe at by hearing my description would be even magnified for a child in the womb, because their pain sensors are greater at that stage than they are for you and me.
Yeah, Matt, and I think Senator David Haley, a Kansas Democrat who opposes this bill, kind of sums up the mindset of those who actually would defend the practice you just described. He says, in my mind, It is the worst form of modern-day slavery to mandate to an adult woman what she can or cannot do with her own mind or her own body. A couple issues with this. First of all, Senator Haley, we're not talking about the woman's body. We're talking about a separate individual human being. And to say
if the woman wants to have someone grab a forceps on her body and literally rip off her own arm, I doubt if we would allow that to happen. But, you know, she wants to do it, you know, go at it. But to allow her to say to someone else, I want you to do that to my child, and you're not going to be prosecuted for murder, and I'm not going to be prosecuted, it's going to go under the rubric of choice. I just want to get rid of this thing. That's not her body. It's not her decision. It's not her choice to do that to another living human being. The choice was long before that. The choice was whether or not before that to get pregnant. But once you have given birth to a child and started that life, it's no more your choice whether that child is in the womb than it is your choice when that child is a day, a week, a month, a year, 10 years old. You can't take someone else and say, this is what I want you to brutally do to my child and kill them in this manner. That's not a choice.
Yeah, we need to correct Senator Haley and Planned Parenthood and the ACLU and those who support the live dismemberment of human beings. He says, in my mind, it's the worst form of modern-day slavery. Well, let's correct him. In my mind, it's the worst form of modern-day slavery to mandate to an adult woman that she cannot kill another human being by ripping her arms and legs off while she is alive.
You know,
that's what he is saying.
And Senator Haley would have been, and this may sound harsh, he would have been supporting the Holocaust.
Yeah.
I mean, what he's doing is he's supporting a Holocaust against children. It is shameful that someone who is an elected official can still be elected by the people. He ought to be thrown out on his ear for having that kind of debased thinking. If he is that debased, and there's others in their thinking, they have no business in public office. This is a procedure that is barbaric. Now, there have been other bans on partial birth abortion, which is a specific kind of procedure that also dismembers. But partial birth abortion is one in which it's a different situation. It's not a rip and tear like this. Partial birth abortion is where you take the baby and breech birth them, and then you kill them while their head's still in the womb, and then you crush the skull and bring the baby out. This is while they're in the womb, you grab, you pull, you rip, and you tear. That's what happens in these other kinds of abortions, and that's what this bill is designed to do. And it really prevents that kind of abortion, but it really, Matt, like we see with Senator David Haley, brings out the radicalism on the other side when they oppose this kind of bill.
Yeah, there are very few things you can directly compare to Nazi Germany and to the Holocaust. This is one of them. Modern-day pro-abortionists who support this and other gruesome abortion procedures are the modern-day equivalent of, if they're doing it, they are the Nazis. And if they're supporting it, they are the equivalent of the German people who looked the other way, allowed it to happen, even rationalized it in their mind. This is as black and white. It is as cut and dry. And they use the same tactics. They dehumanize these little people, just like the Nazis dehumanized the Jews, so that it would blunt the impact of what they're actually doing, murdering them, torturing them. Pro-aborts are modern-day Nazis.
Yeah, this is not a fetus. It's not a choice. It's not the woman's body. This is a living human being, and we must protect the sanctity of human life from that moment of conception. We cannot continue to live under the banner of freedom while we sacrifice and destroy and brutally torture our children. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Sign up for the Awakening 2015, lc.org, March 14 in Orlando, Florida. At Orlando, we will celebrate life because Gail McWilliams is a living, breathing testimony of life. Every time she gave birth to a child, her eyes hemorrhaged, and each time she gave birth, she lost a little bit more sight. Well, the last child, she got pregnant, and the doctor said, Gail, you need to abort, otherwise you're going to lose your sight. So she had a choice, keep my eyesight and lose my child. Well, that wasn't a decision hard for Gail to make. She chose life. She gave birth to her daughter, and she did lose her sight. You will hear from her amazing story. She is funny. She is incredibly gifted, and she can see more clear than you and I can, who have our physical sight. Come to the Awakening 2014. Franklin Graham will be a keynote speaker along with many others. Go to lc.org, lc.org, to sign up for the Awakening 2015, March 14. That's March 14 in Orlando, Florida.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.